奉主耶稣圣名，好，我们继续上我们的学习。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our lesson this morning.
我们这一节要来跟大家一起学习的是约翰福音第十章。
Today we are going to go through and learn about John chapter 10.
在这一章里头，主耶稣讲的约翰福音唯一的比喻。
Here, Jesus Christ is a parable. The parable of the good shepherd.
我们来看第一节到二十一节。
Let's turn to John chapter 10, verse 1 to 21.
主耶稣所说的比喻。
This is the parable of Jesus.
第一到第二节这里谈到好的牧人，好牧人是从门进去的。
Here it states that a good shepherd would come in by the door.
由门进到羊圈里头才是好牧人。
So the one who comes through the door to the sheep is a good shepherd.
羊也听牧人的声音。
The sheep also listens to the voice of the shepherd.
牧人按着羊的名字把他们领出来。
So the shepherd will also lead them out by name.
在巴勒斯坦地他们的羊圈都由一个这个社团所共用。
So in the land of Palestine, they use an area for the as a common area for all the shepherds.
在现在这个以色列地，他们在还是保留有这样的一种公厕房。
So now in Israel, they still have a common area for all the shepherds to use.
不同的牧人各用不同的声音来呼唤自己的羊群。
So different shepherds would use different kinds of voice or noises to call their sheep.
所以耶稣就是在这样的一个背景之下讲了这个比喻。
So Jesus used this kind of background to share with them this parable.
好的牧人是看门的人所认识的。
A good shepherd is known by the person to guard the door.
他会为他开门。
Because he will open the door for him.
那什么是这个看门的？
Who's this person who guards the door?
主耶稣在当时可能指的是施洗约翰讲的。
Jesus may have been saying this for John the Baptist.
因为约翰认识耶稣，约翰介绍耶稣。
Because John the Baptist knows and recognizes Jesus.
对，主耶稣在这个比喻里头，这个看门的可能就是指的是施洗约翰讲。
So this guard at the door might be pointing to John the Baptist.
所以今天我们来说
For us today.
谁是教会里头把关的？
Who is this watchman or the guard of the door for our church?
我不要说看门了，看门好像不太尊敬。我们说是谁是为教会警醒防守教会的。
So who are the watchmen of the church?
就是圣。
That is Holy Spirit.
不是长子传道
It isn't the pastors and elders.
是圣。
But the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵在看管教会，在保守教会。
Today the Holy Spirit is watching and protecting our church.
好的牧人被羊认识，好的牧人也认识羊。
The good shepherd is known by his own sheep, and the sheep also know him.
在十四跟十五节那里说。
Verse 14 and 15 says,
说我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
I am a good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own.
好的牧人认识他的羊。
So good shepherd knows his own sheep.
了解他羊群的状况。
He also knows the condition of the sheep.
四到五节说好牧人并且是走在羊群前面。
Here in verse 4 and 5 says that a good shepherd goes before the flock.
而且羊群跟着他后面走。
Then the sheep will follow him.
羊不听陌生人的声音。
The sheep will by no means follow the voice of the stranger.
不跟着陌生人走。
They will not follow a stranger.
牧羊跟这个赶鸭子是不一样的。
So a shepherd is different from a person who's taking care of ducks.
赶鸭子是拿一个大竹竿在后面赶。
A person who is taking care of ducks uses a big rod at the back and try to herd them along.
那牧羊啊，是走在前面让羊跟。
But a shepherd walks in front of his flock so that the sheep can follow him.
反过来就不一样啊。
If he goes in the back, then the result will be different.
你赶鸭子，你走在前面，鸭都跑光了，只剩下你一个。
If you take care of the ducks and you walk in front of them, then they all will disperse and go their own way.
啊，这牧羊也不可以，你在后面赶哦，哎，羊啊，不知道要跑哪里，这边跑那，那边跑那边啊。
Conversely, to take care of sheep, you cannot walk behind them, or else they don't know where to go.
那今天呢，我们是神的羊。
Today we are the sheep of God.
我们不是用赶的哦，我们是要跟着主走。
We're not being forced to walk with God, but we are following Him on our own will.
六节这里说，门徒不了解耶稣讲这个比喻的意思。
Verse 6 it says that the disciples did not understand the meaning of this parable.
所以主耶稣又继续讲。
So Jesus continued to explain.
好牧人呐，啊，并且哦，他是。提供丰盛食物的。
A good shepherd provides abundant food.
在这里主耶稣说他是羊的门。
Here Jesus says that I'm the door of the sheep.
透过他可以得草吃啊。
Through him the sheep can eat grass.
主耶稣在这里用羊的门，用羊的牧人来比喻他自己。
So here Jesus used the parables of the door and also of the good shepherd to describe himself.
来表示他是唯一，是救恩唯一的途径。
To show that he's the only way to enter into salvation.
天下人间没有靠着其他的名可以得救。
There are no other names under heaven that we could be saved.
他并且也是保护门徒、喂养门徒的人。
He's also protecting his disciples and to feed his disciples.
所以这里出入得草吃，这个出入就是生活的意思。
When he says that he's providing food, this means he's providing for our daily needs.
今天我们信靠耶稣，因为他是唯一得救的途径。
Today we believe in Jesus because he's the only way to salvation.
我们从这个门进入，我们就能够得生命。
We walk to salvation through this door, then we will receive eternal life.
那在世上，还带着肉体，在短暂的今生活着的时候，主啊，也保护我们，也祝福我们。
So when we live on this earth with our flesh, the Lord will protect us.
让我们更丰盛。
That we will live an abundant life.
十到十三节。
Verse 10 to 13.
好牧人呐，并且是喂羊舍命。
Describe the good shepherd giving up his own life to protect his sheep.
主耶稣说他不但是这个是丰盛这个生命的牧人，他也是愿意为羊群舍命的牧人。
So Jesus Christ is the shepherd who gives life and to give grace abundantly and food. Furthermore, he's also a good shepherd who gives his own life to the sheep.
在这里他谈到说，在他以前来的都是贼，都是强盗。
Here he said that those who came before him, they're hireling and they're also thieves.
而且是为了偷窃。
They came
杀害毁坏。
They came to the sheep to destroy and to steal.
这在暗指着在他之前来自称是弥赛亚、自称是基督的，都是。
Therefore, he is explaining that those who came before him, who called themselves Christ, are all false Christ.
只有他才是真的弥赛亚，才是才是好牧人。
But he is the only Christ and Messiah, the Good Shepherd.
十二到十三节，这个将雇工跟牧人做个比较。
Here in verse 12 and 13. We can see a comparison between the hireling and also the good shepherd.
当时这个牧人有时候为了要让这个羊有草吃，所以会带羊群到比较远的这个牧草牧场去。
Sometimes, in order to find good grass for the sheep, the shepherd would take them to a faraway pasture.
到了晚上赶不回来。
At nighttime, they may not have. Come back on time.
就必须要在外面过夜。
They have to stay outside.
就很容易遇到危险。
And it is easy to come into danger.
好，所以耶稣啊，也用这样的一个背景来比较好牧人跟故宫之间的不同。
So he used this kind of background to describe the differences between the hireling and the good shepherd.
好牧人喂养舍比故宫就不是了。
Good shepherd would give his own life for the sheep, but not so with the hireling.
因为故宫啊，那个羊啊，不是他的。
Because the sheep do not belong to the hireling.
所以他不顾念羊。
So he doesn't really care about the sheep.
看到狼来了，他就跑掉。
When wolf comes, he will run away.
14-15节。
14-15.
谈到好牧人认识羊，羊也认识他，就如同天父认识基督，基督跟天父彼此认识一样。
Here tells us that the good shepherd knows the sheep and the sheep knows him, and in the same way, the Father knows Christ and Jesus Christ knows the Father.
那16节那边谈到说，好牧人啊，是让羊群合一的。
Verse 16, it says that a good shepherd will bring his sheep together.
这里耶稣说他另外有一群羊。
Here he described there is another fold.
不是属于这个羊圈。
And they don't belong to this main fold.
那他要领他们来，要合一群归一个牧人。
But Jesus will take the other sheep to come into the same fold, so they could belong to the same shepherd.
在这里啊，耶稣仿佛预言到将来，非犹太人呢、能够蒙恩。
Here he is prophesizing that Gentiles will be saved.
要同归，一个牧人，同归神的国度。
That the Jews will be saved in the future, so that they could come into the flock in unity.
那今天呢、我们就是另外的一群羊，被主耶稣啊，归这个合一啊，跟这个属肉体的犹太人呢。同一个牧人。
Today we are the other sheep who are called to be in the same flock with the Jews.
再来是7-18节。
Next, verse 17-18.
这里说天父爱基督，因为基督愿意顺服天父的命令，舍命又复活。
Here it says that the Father loves Jesus Christ because He laid down His life for the Father. So God made Him resurrect.
这里特别强调他是舍命。
Here says emphasize that He laid down His life.
是自己愿意的，没有人逼迫他的。
That means He laid down His life by His own will, and nobody's forcing Him.
为了他所爱的人类。
It's for the people that He loves.
就同好牧人为了羊一样。
Just like the good shepherd gave His own life to the sheep.
19-21节，这个犹太人因为耶稣所说的这番话又起了争论。
19-21, the Jews did not understand the saying, so they had another question, an argument.
有人认为耶稣是被鬼附的，是发疯的。
Some of them thought that Jesus had demon in him and he was mad.
因为听不懂耶稣在讲什么。
Because they didn't understand what Jesus was saying.
那也有一些人呢。是因为看到耶稣所行的神迹而相信耶稣。
But there are other groups of people who believed in Jesus because of the signs and wonders.
他不是被鬼附的。
So they don't think he was he has a demon in him.
因为鬼不能够叫瞎子的眼睛看见。
Because a demon cannot open the eyes of the blind.
那这个瞎子的眼睛能看见，我们昨天就已经分享过。这个是弥赛亚。所行的神迹，这个是神的能力的彰显。
We have talked about Jesus opening the eyes of the blind. That is a proof that Jesus is Christ.
这也是为什么当时的这些法利赛人、文士这些宗教领袖极力要把这样的一个神迹证据给涂抹掉的原因。
That is why the Jews and the Pharisees and the scribes try to undermine this miracle.
22-42节，这是他跟犹太人的另外一次冲突。
The next verse all the way to 42 is another conflict between Jesus and the Jews.
时间是在冬天，在修殿节的时候。
This is the season of winter.
这个修殿节大约是在12月中旬。
This is about mid-December.
这个节日是在纪念。这个马加比时代他们把叙利亚从叙利亚的手中夺回圣殿。 修殿节，二十二节那个修殿节。
Okay, so this is the verse 22. This it was the feast of the dedication in Jerusalem.
好，修殿节的由来。
This is the origin of the feast of dedication.
这个是纪念在两约之间和马加比王朝的时候。
This is
这个两约之间的历史哈。他们有一阵子圣殿是被这个叙利亚他们所控制哈。
So once upon a time, the temple was under the control of Syria.
那他们呢在圣殿里头献猪哈。
So they offer sacrifices of pigs in the temple.
污秽的圣殿。
They have defiled the temple.
所以引起马加比要王朝四世要把圣殿夺回来。
So during a period of time, the priest wanted to take the temple back.
在主前的156年呢，他们把圣殿抢回来了。
So finally, in 156 BC, they have successfully took the temple back.
重新修理、洁净圣殿，然后重新升这个献殿。
And they renovated it and they consecrated it and they gave it to God.
这个是修殿节的由来啊。
That's the origin of the Feast of Dedication.
那耶稣跟犹太人这一次的冲突就是在这个修殿节期间了。
So the conflict of argument between Jesus and the Jews are about this incident.
起因呢就是犹太人要耶稣来表态，他到底是不是基督。
The source of the conflict came from the Jews who asked Jesus to make sure whether he is Christ or not.
看耶稣的表态。二十五到三十节呢
？From verse 25 to 30.
耶稣啊，表明说他老早就已经公开表明过。
Here Jesus said that I have already shown you who I am long time ago.
而且他有所行的这个神迹可以来做见证。
And all my signs and wonders can bear testimonies of me.
犹太人不信啊，是因为他不是基督的羊。
The Jews did not believe in Jesus because they're not the sheep of God.
所以他不相信耶稣是基督了。
Therefore, they did not believe in that Jesus is Christ.
那二十七节到三十节这里对基督的羊的特质跟他的权利做了一番描写。
Here, in verse 27 to 30, described the authority and the requirement of the authority of Jesus Christ.The shepherd and the requirement of the sheep.
二十七节说，基督的羊听基督的声音。
Verse 27 says, "My sheep hear my voice."
基督的羊，基督认识他们。
And Jesus knows who they are.
基督的羊跟随基督。
And Jesus' sheep would follow him.
这是基督的羊的特色。
These are the characteristics.
那他们有什么样的权利呢
？What are the authority the sheep have?
二十八节那边说啊。
28 tells us,
基督的羊蒙基督赐给永生。
Jesus will give them eternal life.
基督的羊啊，永不灭亡。
That they shall never perish.
再来基督的羊啊，没有人能够夺去。
And also, they will not be snatched by other people.
因为这是比万有更大的天父所赐给基督的。
Because this is.These sheep are given by the Father who is greater than anything else.
所以在这里我们可以看到说主耶稣多次的说明唯有属于他的羊才听他的声音。
So Jesus is trying to emphasize here in several places that only his sheep will listen to his voice.
今天我们在传福音呢，我们经常会为那个受洗的人数而耿耿于怀。
Today when we preach the gospel, we are very worried about the numbers of people who are baptized.
这是有多少人受洗啊？
We always wonder how many people are baptized during this evangelical service.
你们教会，这次灵恩会有几个人受洗？
We ask other people about their church and how many people were baptized this time.
没有人受洗啊，觉得好像做白工。
And when people say, oh, there are nobody who baptized, we feel that we have failed.
一个两个。这么少
，There are only one or two people getting baptized. We think, oh, that's so few.
但这里主耶稣告诉我们，主的羊听主的声音。
But But here Jesus tells us that only his sheep will listen to his voice.
我们传扬主福音的人呢、啊，哦，我们绝对不会不能够因为、哦、要更多的人哦来受洗、哦、来接受而怎么样、哦、而不让、哦、而错传了，而把得救的门开大大。
So those of us who are preaching the gospel of Christ, we cannot focus on the wrong thing and which is the number of people who would believe, and then in turn open wide the door of salvation wrongly.
那是很多人洗礼啊。
So even though there are a lot of people who get baptized,
但是他们到底有听到主的声音吗？
However, did they really hear the voice of Jesus?
还是是听到人的声音呢？
Or did they hear the voice of men?
是属于主的羊呢？
Are they really belonging to Jesus?
还是滥竽充数，只是量多而已啊？
Or is it just you wanted to add the numbers of the people who are getting baptized?
是的，我们去思考哦。
Is it something we should think about?
所以我们不要灰心。
So we should not be discouraged.
看风望云的，必不撒种收割。
Those who watch the wind and the cloud will harvest what they have sown.
我们只要让主的羊能够听到主的声音。
Our job is just to let the sheep hear His voice.
那属于主的羊自然就会跟随。
Then those who belong to Him will naturally come and follow Him.
这个是对我们的提醒，对我们传福音的提醒。
So this is a reminder for us when we preach the gospel.
三十一节到三十五节，这里记载犹太人他们的反应。
Verse 31 to 35 describes the reaction of the Jews.
拿起石头又要打耶稣了。
They took up stones and again wanted to stone him.
耶稣就质疑他们，你到底为哪一件神迹要拿石头打我？
Jesus asked them, for which incident do you want to stone me?
犹太人说，因为你讲了僭越的话。
The Jews answered him, because you spoke blasphemy.
因为耶稣讲说，我与父原为一啊。
Because Jesus said that he and the Father are one.
犹太人是说，你是个人，怎么把自己当成神？
The Jews said that you are a man. How can you make yourself God?
所以又拿石头要打耶稣呢。
Therefore, they took up stones to wanted to stone him.
想想看，说主耶稣每天跟这一群人在周旋啊。
So imagine that Jesus is always among these people.
苦口婆心的劝他们悔改，将真理讲给他们听。他们都没有在听啊，只是在想要抓你的话柄，要拿石头打死你。
So Jesus always tried to speak the truth to them so that they could repent, but that is not what the intention of the Jews, because all they wanted to do is to find fault in Jesus and wanted to stone him to death.
主耶稣就是为这样的人死的。
These are the type of people that Jesus died for.
所以今天我们在听神的话语，在听道理的时候。
Today, when we're listening to the Word of God,
我们是用什么态度在听？
What kind of attitude are we using?
是不是像当时这些群众一样？
Are we like the multitudes back then?
什么都没有听到，就专门要挑对方的毛病。
That they listen to nothing but to find fault in Jesus.
来攻击他，来毁谤他。
That they could attack him and slander him.
那这样我们就跟这些群众一样。
If so, we might be similar to these people nowadays.
所以主耶稣哦，我们看到主耶稣他的爱是何等的伟大。
So here we could see how great the love of Jesus is.
三十四到三十六节。
And verse 34 to 36.
主耶稣引圣经哦，来说明承受神命令的人尚且被称作神啊，更何况说他是真的蒙天父差遣。差遣来的，称作神的儿子，有什么不对啊？
So here Jesus used Old Testament scripture that describes that we his children are God's. So Jesus said that if I'm directly from the Father, why can't I be called the Son of God?
耶稣所引的这个经文啊，是诗篇八十二篇的第六节。
This scripture that he quoted was from Psalm.
82:6.
第六节
说：“我曾说你们是神，都是至高者的儿子。”
Psalm 82:6 says, "I said you are God, and all of you are children of the Most High."
我们如果看前面的经文，我们就知道这里被神称为神，称为神的儿子，是指的是神所派的审判官。
So if we look at the verses before verse 6, we can see that the children of God, or the one that God calls as gods, are the people whom he sent to judge.
蒙神所设立维护公义的审判官。
That Jesus has set them up to judge for righteousness.
所以被神称作是神，是神的儿子。
Therefore, they are called gods and also the children of the Most High.
那主耶稣就用这个经文来辩护。
So Jesus used this verse to explain himself.
37到39节。
From verse 37 to 39.
这是主耶稣的宣称啊。
Here says the proclamation of Jesus Christ.
依着耶稣所行的事情，众人应该可以认出天父在基督里面。
The people should have been able to see that God was in Christ for all the signs that he had done.
基督在天父里面。
And Christ is in the Father.
但是众人啊，却想要抓拿耶稣。
But on the contrary, they wanted to capture him instead.
所以从这些经文里头啊，一再的让我们看见当时的人他们的顽梗悖逆。
So from these incidents, we could really see the rebellious nature of the people.
那么明显的神迹奇事啊，主耶稣苦口婆心的劝慰竟然没有什么功效。
Even though Jesus Christ had reminded them many times, but they still did not believe.
但是我们也不要像他们
So we should not be like them.
换做我们的话
If it's us.
我们今天不是有神的话语可以看吗
？We have the word of God that we can read.
我们今天不是有圣灵与我们同在吗
？We have the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
那我们的表现又比这些当时顽梗悖逆的百姓又好到哪里
？Are we better than these rebellious people?
这个正是我们的写照。
This is reflecting our lives.
求神赦免我们。
We ask the Lord's forgiveness.
求神来帮助我们。
Ask the Lord's help.
四十到四十二节，主耶稣因为被众人弃绝，所以他又回到这个施洗约翰最初施洗的地方。
Here in verse 40 to 42 describes that Jesus went back to Jordan, where John was baptizing, because the Jews were rejecting him.
我再继续来看十一章。
Now let's turn to chapter 11.
十一章。记载了主耶稣所行的另外一个神迹。
Chapter 11 describes another miracle that Jesus performed.
就是让这个拉撒路从死里复活。
Just to raise Lazarus from death.
在第一节记载这个主角蒙恩的主角是拉撒路。
Verse 1, we could see that the main character who received this blessing is Lazarus.
他是住在伯利就伯大尼哦。
He is from Bethany.
伯大尼在耶路撒冷附近，大概离耶路撒冷有三公里远。
Bethany is very close to Jerusalem. It's about three kilometers.
那他是马大跟玛利亚的兄弟。
Lazarus is the brother of Mary and Martha.
那个玛利亚就是用香膏抹主用头发擦的那个玛利亚。记载在这个十二章那边。
Mary is the one who anointed the Jesus Christ with fragrant oil and wiped his feet. This is recorded in chapter 12.
那这个事情大概发生在这个修遍节之后跟逾越节之间呢。
This incident happened after the day of dedication and before the day of Passover.
就是大概二月到十二月跟四月当中。
This is around February to April.
第三节
Verse 3 says,
这个马大和玛利亚派人去找耶稣。
Mary and Martha sent people to find Jesus.
告诉耶稣说你所爱的人病了。
To tell Jesus that the one whom he loves is sick.
从这一句话里头我们可以看出耶稣他跟这一家人的关系很亲密。
From this verse we can tell how close they are with each other.
我们如果能够被称作主所爱的人
if we could be called the one whom Jesus loves.
那何等的荣幸。
How honorable that is.
我们也已经被称作主所爱的人。
But we have already been called the one whom Jesus loves.
主耶稣为我们代死在十字架上。
That is why he was crucified for us.
主耶稣赏赐圣灵给我们。
That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit.
我们难道不是主所爱的人吗？
Aren't we the one whom he loves?
那这一句话、也表示、对耶稣有所期待，希望耶稣、赶快有所动作。
This verse also shows the expectation from the sisters.
六到七节、主耶稣的反应。
Verse 6 to 7 describes Jesus' reaction.
说、这个拉撒路的病是为了让神的儿子得荣耀。
He said that the reason for his sickness is that God can be glorified.
所以啊，他又多停留了两天才去犹大。
Therefore, he stayed two more days before he left to Bethany.
那么算一算报信的人用了一天来耶稣那边，然后耶稣又停留了两天，再加上耶稣到从伯大尼到这个犹太去又一天，所以已经四天。
So if you count the days, the messenger came to Jesus, that's one day. And Jesus stayed there for two more days, that's 3 days. And when Jesus traveled to Mary and Martha, that's another day, total 4 days.
第八节，门徒问说耶稣为什么要去。
The disciples asked him, Rabbi, why are you going there again?
可见这个上一章犹太人这个凶恶，一直要拿石头打耶稣让门徒很害怕。
Because the Jews wanted to stone Jesus to death from previous chapter.
所以又问耶稣说，干嘛还要冒生命的危险去呢
？So his disciples asked him, "Why are you going back there again to be stoned?"
九到十节，耶稣回答说，现在是白天，不会跌倒。
Verse 9 to 10, Jesus said that, "Right now it is daytime, so I will not stumble."
意思是说目前还不是黑暗掌权的时候。
That means it is not the control of darkness yet.
我们还可以把握这个短短的时间，赶快做工。
We could still use this little time that we have to work for God.
所以我们看到说主耶稣他工作的精神何等的积极。
Here we could see that Jesus' spirit of working for the Lord is very active.
为了要完成天父的交付不怕危险不惜生命。
That because he wanted to finish the work that he was given by God.He's not afraid to lose his life.
赶快做工。
That he could do a lot of work for God.
今天我们想想看，我们真的很惭愧哦。
Today we are so embarrassed.
有时候教会需要我们帮忙。
Even though the church needs a lot of workers.
我们总是想到自己。
We always think about ourselves first.
找别人呐，我很忙。
We always ask them to ask somebody else to do the work because we are busy.
不方便啊。
It is very inconvenient for us to do this.
不顺路了。
It is not on our way to do this.
总是有很多的理由来推哈。
We have so many excuses.
看到耶稣都没有。
But when we look at Jesus, he does not give any excuses.
那这个时候他有个门徒叫多马的。
Here, one of his disciples called Thomas.
问。不但提出他的质疑甚至很讽刺的哦。
He spoke to Jesus, in a very, mocking way.
因为门徒不懂耶稣所讲的意思所以要去叫醒拉撒路，所以耶稣就明讲说拉撒路死了。
Because he did not understand, so he, Thomas was very sarcastic, and Jesus tried to explain why he did that.
多马就说啊。死了，我们要去干什么？难道我们要去跟他一起死吗
？Thomas was saying, if Jesus Lazarus is dead, why are we going there? Is that because so we can die with him?
很多的解经家不把这个经解往负面的解释，都是解释正面的，说这个多马非常的信靠主所以巴不得赶快去跟这个拉撒路一起死，好让耶稣让他们复活。
So in verse 16, we can see Thomas's response. And usually the theologians, they explain this verse with a very positive interpretation, saying that Thomas wanted to go to Lazarus to die with him.
但这样的解释太过牵强了一点。
this kind of interpretation may not be in the right direction.
因为我们从后面主耶稣复活之后，哦，这个门徒告诉多马，多马还不相信，哦，非得说我要用我的手摸他钉痕的，哦，摸他的钉痕跟肋旁的伤，我才要相信。
We know this is not the right interpretation because of the incident after Jesus' death and resurrection. When people went to tell Thomas that Jesus has resurrected, he did not even believe. He said, I wanted to touch his hand and the hole in his hand.
He wanted to believe. 在这里多马所说的这个话，应该是比较朝着负面，讽刺的这个方面比较有可能。
So over here, the words that are spoken by Thomas, we should interpret it as a sarcasm.
17-19节，当耶稣到达伯大尼，拉撒路死了四天了。
Verse 17 and 19 describes Jesus traveling to Bethany.
这里为什么耶稣要迟延？
Here, why did Jesus want to slow down his journey?
甚至后面耶稣要人把那个坟墓前的石头挪开。这个马大还说他已经死了四天了。
Why did he ask people to remove the stone before the grave? But Martha said that he had died already for 4 days.
这是跟犹太人的传统有关系。
This has to do with the tradition of Jews.
犹太人他们相信说人死了之后，这个灵魂暂时还会在身体附近三天呢。
The Jews believe that when people die, their soul would still be inside them for 3 days.
所以这三天以内还有希望能够回到身体而复活。
So within 3 days, they still have the hope of resurrection.
那第四天，灵魂就走了，身体就开始腐败了。
But by the fourth day, the spirit or soul would have been departed from the body, so the body would start to degenerate.
这个时候就算大罗天仙来，也没有可能让他复活了，没有任何人能够让死掉四天的人复活。
Even whoever God, the greatest God up there, cannot come back and resurrect this person who's been dead for 4 days.
所以主耶稣为什么要等到第四天才去让拉撒路复活？就是要表明他就是生命的主。
This is why Jesus wanted to wait 4 days to come back to resurrect Lazarus, so that people can realize that he is the Lord of life.
让死人复活，我们从旧约我们也看到有一些先知也能够行这样的神迹。
We could see that in the Old Testament, some prophets could resurrect the dead.
那耶稣在这里就要来表明，他跟这些先知是不一样，他是生命的主。
Here, Jesus wanted to show that he's different from all the prophets who could also resurrect dead, the dead, so that he could show that he is the Lord of life.
20-27节。这个马大认为说耶稣如果在，拉撒路就不会死。
Here, Martha thought that if Jesus was there, then Lazarus would not have died.
他没想到说耶稣他能够让拉撒路马上就复活。
She did not know that Jesus could resurrect Lazarus from the dead.
那在这里耶稣谈到说复活在我，生命也在我。
Here, Jesus in verse 25 said that I am the resurrection and the life.
那个在我，中文翻成在我，我们已经讲过，在原文里头就是我是。那这个我是就是神的自我称呼。
When he said I am, that is I am who I am. That is the way he calls himself.
原文的意思就是我就是复活，我就是生命。
In the original text, I am means I am the resurrection and the life.
28-32节。
It's 28-32.
这个马大回家叫玛利亚，去见耶稣。
Martha went back home to call Mary to see Jesus.
同样的，玛利亚也表达了跟她姐姐马大相同的这个意思。如果耶稣你在，我的兄弟拉撒路就不会死。
Likewise, Mary also said the same thing to Jesus, like her sister Martha. If you were here, then my brother would not have died.
33-37节。
Verse 33-37.
耶稣看到玛利亚，他们一家人看到马大、玛利亚，还有犹太人来前来关心的、安慰的人哭，心里又悲叹又感伤。
Here,
他也哭了。
After Jesus saw that Mary and Martha and all people who came to comfort them are also sorrowful, and that made Jesus groan in the spirit and was troubled.
所以犹太人说，你看，
他爱这个人是何等的恳切。
People were commenting that Jesus really loved Lazarus.
今天呢、啊，如果我们硬着心不相信神，也会让主耶稣哭啊。
Today, if we harden our heart and not to love Jesus, then the Lord will also cry in heaven.
主耶稣为什么哭？
Why did Jesus cry here?
当然，他爱拉撒路，他悲伤的哭。
Of course, he loved Lazarus and he cried in sorrow.
可是他难道不是为了马大、玛利亚，他不相信复活在耶稣、生命在耶稣而哭吗？
But he's also crying for Mary and Martha who did not believe that he could resurrect Lazarus.
他们信耶稣。
Even though they believe in Jesus.
他们信耶稣能够让人复活。
Even though they believe that Jesus can resurrect the dead.
但是却是认为是将来以后的事情。
But they believe that is something that will happen in the future.
而不是现在。
It is not something that will happen now.
这个让耶稣哭啊。
That caused Jesus to cry.
今天我们如果不完全相信神是无所不能的。
So today we do not believe in Jesus completely that he's omniscient.
耶稣也为我们这个小信而哭啊。
Jesus would also cry because of our unbelief.
40-44
Verse
40-44. 39-39. 这个耶稣到拉撒路的坟前，就命令人把石头挪开。
Sorry, verse 38-39, Jesus commanded people to take away the stone in front of the tomb.
马大以这个人已经死了四天了，必定臭了，来质疑耶稣所下的命令。
So Martha commented to Jesus that.Lazarus has been there for 4 days. Why are you asking them to remove the stone?
40-44, 耶稣重申自己的权柄。
Verse 40-44, Jesus showed his authority.
在感谢祷告之后，就让拉撒路复活了。
After he gave thanks to God and prayed, and he resurrected Lazarus.
显示出他真的是生命跟复活的掌管者。
This manifested that he is the controller of life and death.
40-48, 看到犹太人他们反应不一啊。
Verse 45-48, we could see the discrepancy of the responses of the Jews.
有的信耶稣，有的反而跑去跟法利赛人告密啊。
Some of them believed in Jesus, but others they went to the Pharisees to complain.
这让我们很压抑哦，在这么大的神迹之后，竟然还有人选择不信而去密告耶稣。
This is very surprising to us.Why would they go to complain to the Pharisees after they've seen such a great miracle?
这个也给我们一个很大的提醒。
This also gives us a great reminder.
就算在最好的信仰教导跟信仰的一个环境之下，
even though we are in the best environment to learn about God's word,
还是会有人硬着心不相信。
But some of us will still end up having a hardened heart.
所以我们岂不应该要战战兢兢做成得救的功夫啊？
Shouldn't we work toward our salvation with trembling?
再来，这个47节啊。
Verse 47 says.
47节开始记载这法利赛人跟祭司长他们的反应。
He records the reactions of the chief priests and the Pharisees.
他们害怕。众人呢、会认定耶稣就是弥赛亚。
They are afraid that the multitudes would see Jesus as the Messiah.
然后进而跟随耶稣，拥护耶稣。
Because they were following Jesus and to protect him.
来争取犹太人复活。
So that at the end, they might ask for the revival of the Israel kingdom.
还有独立。那这样会导致罗马帝国的愤怒跟镇压。
If they do that, then it will cause the Roman Empire to arise them to wrath.
那这样会让他们失去百姓，甚至失去了土地。
If that's the case, then they would lose their country and the people.
那么想想看说，这些宗教的领袖，这些法利赛人跟祭司他们到底相不相信耶稣是弥赛亚？
So if we look at the chief priests and the Pharisees, do they really...believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
是不是真神派来的君王呢？
Is he the king that is sent by God?
即使有这么明显的神迹啊。
Even though there are such obvious signs and wonders,
这些人还是不相信。
They still did not believe.
为什么？
Why is that?
政治的利益。
Because of the benefits of political benefits.
哎，看到自己的利益而已，连耶稣都可以不要。
Because they just care about their own benefits, so they do not want to receive Jesus.
哦，口口声声说我的土地，我们的土地，我们的人民。
They were just fighting for their own place and their own nation.
其实啊，哦，是在出卖我们的人民。
But in actuality, they have betrayed their own nation and their own place.
真正的弥赛亚来了，反而拒绝，宁可在罗马帝国的统治下。
They would rather be under the reign of Roman Empire.
哦，这是很大的讽刺哦。
Than to receive Jesus.
那接下来49-53节
From verse 49-53、
哦、谈到大祭司该亚法提议要杀耶稣。
Here it talks about how Caiaphas had
提议要建议要杀耶稣。
Suggested that they should kill Jesus.
要让耶稣替全国人死。
So that he can die for the whole nation.
这样的提议啊，竟然间接预言了耶稣的代死。
This suggestion actually indirectly prophesied about Jesus' death.
哦，这个该亚法哦是亚拿的女婿。
Caiaphas is the son-in-law of Anna.
哦，那亚拿也是大祭司哈。
Anna is also a great high priest.
哦，亚拿是在哦这个主后的7-14年做大祭司，就是西元哦。7-14年
He was the high priest from 7 to 780.
7-14 7-14年
So from the 7th to the 1480.
那后来被罗马巡抚给革职了。
But afterwards he was laid off by the Roman Empire.
再来该亚法他是接替就是18-36年做大祭司的。
So Caiaphas took over his position to be the high priest.
他在主后的15年呢，在后来也是被罗马的巡抚给革职掉。
Afterwards he was also laid off by the Roman Empire.
所以他们这个重新建立的要维护自己的既得政治利益，到最后也是一场空。
So even though they tried to protect their political benefits, but at the end it was still in vain.
在这里我们看到这些人他们要杀耶稣。
Here we can see that the people wanted to kill Jesus.
他们用很光冕堂皇的名义要来杀耶稣。
They use a good excuse to want to kill Jesus.
其心很诡诈跟恶毒。
But actually, this intention to kill Jesus is coming from an evil heart.
但是却间接的完成了这个神救恩的方法。
But actually, this indirectly fulfilled the method that God had for to save his people.
所以当我们看到看到一些这个困难也好，看到一些逆境也好，看到一些不公义的事情也好，不要心怀不平。
So if we see unrighteous things and evil act of people, we should not feel
神反倒能够借着这些事情来成就神迹的计划。
Because he would use all these things, bad things.To fulfill his plan of salvation.
所以箴言勉励我们说，看到恶人不要心怀不平，跟着他去作恶那就糟糕了。
So when we see the evil people doing evil deeds, we should not follow them and do what they're doing because we feel